Now, where's the super fan? Is he here yet?
MIA, I guess.
Okay, well, we'll have him. He's going to be here.
Yeah, he's on his way.
Okay. All right. Barry, who are you?
I'm president of the Central States Ticket Broker Association.
Okay. Where's the guy from the Tribune? Is he here yet?
Greg Cotton.
Yeah, is Greg here?
I'm calling
him. Okay, we got Jim D. Regattas hanging on as well. We got Roger Waters hanging on. And who are you, sir? I actually know you. Hi, Jerry. How are you?
Hi, man. Well,
Jerry Michelson, the owner of Jam Productions.
Partner. Yeah,
right. There you go. There's a tax dodge. Jim?
Hello?
How are you? Welcome to the... Greg?
Yes?
Welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks.
If you've got your radio on, you got to turn it down. Greg is with the Chicago Tribune, also with Rolling Stone Magazine. Greg, why don't you, because you're a highfalutin intellectual in the ivory tower there, why don't you tell us what's going on here with Roger Waters? Give us a little setup for the listeners.
Well, what's happening is that his tickets for his show, July 24th, blew out in about 2 minutes is what I'm told. And people were waiting in line thinking they had a great position in line for tickets at various Ticketmaster outlets. And next thing you know, they're second or third in line and they don't have a ticket, much less... a chance to even pay these Ticketmaster fees. So
I got a letter from the Roger Waters superfan, and this guy basically said, you know, here he was, he tried the internet, he tried everything, and now if you want to get tickets, you have to go through scalpers, and it is true. I see it myself, you know, even working at the radio station. If I want to get tickets, it's a couple hundred dollars if you want decent tickets, because the brokers are swallowing them all up. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the program, Greg.
Yes.
Because of the nature of the beast, you're going to hang up on Jim D. Regattas. Roger Waters, welcome to the program.
Yeah.
Roger, my very first radio show, Radio Chaos, had just come out, and it was a major inspiration to me.
Glad to hear that.
Yeah.
And Cal.
Yes, sir. And a
interesting name.
Thank you. A lifelong fan, and I'm glad you chose my program to come on here.
And, well, I'm glad you're glad.
we can go on and on about Pink Floyd and everything, and I want to talk a little bit about that here in a minute. But let's... We've got everybody you wanted to be here. I got them all here for you. Do you want me to read the letter that you got?
You could do that, yeah.
Would you like me to do that, sir?
It's entirely up to you. I mean, I have really one simple point to make, and
okay.
That is that in certain markets in the United States, scalping is illegal, and I think it would be a very good thing if it was illegal in Chicago, and then this kind of situation wouldn't arise. I mean, I've been brought into this because people write me letters explaining, you know, the situation they're in. And it's a problem when there are huge profits being made by scalpers out of tickets that these kind of ordinary fans who can't afford the prices they want to charge don't get to go to see the show. And it pisses me off big time.
Eddie Vedder tried to shut it down, and it was a disaster. Billy Joel has said that he will just stop touring. It makes him so sick. What do you do here? You got this guy, this Thomas DeFrank, who wrote you a letter.
Yeah.
He's a special education teacher, and he just doesn't have the money to go to a scalper. He wanted to go see your show at the Rosemont Theater, which I'd like to get tickets to it as well, but they went so quick. What is the answer, Mr. Waters?
Well, I mean, the answer is...
That show sold out in 2 minutes. Yeah.
I mean, I've had a number of ideas. The first thing that you do is you make... selling on tickets to shows that say more than a 10% handling charge illegal, so that people can get bust if they try and sell tickets at inflated prices.
I love that idea.
I've been told that the brokers who are advertising in the Tribune and the Sun are trying to sell kind of front 5-row tickets for my show for up to $1,500 on a ticket with a face value of $50.
Yeah, I haven't heard that much. My God.
Yeah, I have been in line to get tickets. And you wait in line all night, and then a busload of basically bums.
Right.
Oh, yeah, the homeless.
They
get off of a bus.
Hired by the scalpers.
Somebody walks into the ticket office, comes out.
So what do you do? What do you do? What's the answer?
You're screwed.
You make it illegal. Apparently, it's already been through your legislature once, or went up and was about to be made illegal, and it was presumably the scalping lobby was too powerful.
Yeah, they're all crooks.
And it was overturned.
All our politicians. Give me a break, Roger. You got to know this. You're calling from the south of France.
I am. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you have your politicians as well that are just as bad. You know, politicians are a bunch of crooks. Somebody got paid off, and that's how it works. Because the right thing to do would be to make sure that the fans get the tickets. And it's, you know, I go to these people. I do it all the time. If I want to go to a concert, if you want a decent ticket, you have to go through these different ticket brokers.
Well, does that mean that, you know, that the answer then is not just to lie down and say, okay, well, that's how it is, so we'll just accept that forever?
Right.
You know, that apparently there have been moves made to make it illegal in your market, which have almost been successful, and maybe just a little bit more pressure from people like you or people writing to the newspapers or people, you know, maybe the newspapers who you've got represented there today shouldn't carry the broker's adverts. Or something.
Roger, maybe this radio program. Okay, Roger, hang on. Roger Waters is our guest. I'm pretty impressed at one little guy's letter, and he says it over and over. Look, I'm a nobody, but I'm a huge Roger Waters fan.
It's almost a movie script. This guy is a special education teacher. In the summer, when he's not working, he volunteers to coach and referee girls' basketball games.
Look at the chest.
We're talking younger girls, but I mean, this guy, he's only getting like 30,000 a year, and he doesn't have $1,000.
Okay, thank you. Roger, the cheapest seat this guy was able to get out of ads from a broker was $250. That's going to be nosebleed seats. And now I just want to, because I don't know this, when someone's selling a ticket for $1,500 front row, what is the Jerry Michelson from Jam Productions, what is the ticket price of that? What would the ticket price be?
Well, for Roger said it, it's $50.
Okay, so Roger's not getting a cut, right? There's no...
No, the artist
is ace out of this. Okay.
No, and you know, I looked in the Tribune this morning. There are 24 ads for ticket scalpers. They're not brokers, they're scalpers.
Mm-hmm.
They are parasites that leech off of people. They're no different than a smack dealer or a crack dealer or Jerry Falwell or whoever else they're taking
advantage of.
Well, they take advantage of people.
Okay.
But there were 5 ads this morning for Roger Waters tickets. 5 on Friday. And that's ridiculous. And these guys cause us to do a lot of different things so that the people get harmed. We have to put people, you know, wristband people, numbers. It's all bullshit, and it's all done
Roger Waters, we have the man you're hearing is Jerry Michelson, one of the most powerful ticket guys in America.
No, we're his promoter.
Okay. Jam Productions, hi. Oh, you're like on a first name basis with him?
Well, we've promoted Roger's dates since he was little and I was little.
Yeah. And now we're big.
We're wiser.
Suddenly, I just feel like a worthless dirtbag. Mr. Solomon,
in New York City, for instance, scalping is illegal. So it means if somebody comes up to you on the street outside the theater or puts them out in a paper trying to sell a ticket at a hugely inflated price, they can be bust. And that's how it should be.
Wait a second.
It's stealing.
Who do I get all my tickets from?
John and Tower Tickets.
Okay. But you pretty much run the same kind of deal, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Mr. B's Tickets is your company, and are you selling Roger Waters tickets?
Yes, we are.
You feel bad now?
I don't really feel bad.
You got a little bit of flop sweat going on there.
I know it's still among friends. But, basically, in the industry, what we do is we buy tickets on the aftermarket. The problem with the Roger Waters show and the fan not getting the tickets isn't necessarily that I was able to get 20 or 30 tickets by conventional means. The problem was that Roger Waters is so popular and he's playing such a small venue. And that if we do the mathematics, I mean, Ticketmaster has, say, 150 or 160 or more outlets that a person can buy tickets at. The venue holds 4,000 or less.
How did you get your 30 tickets?
By standing in line, by calling.
Yeah, you went and stood in line.
I did, and I tried my chance at the lottery like everyone else.
Well, listen, when you're standing in line, then what you are doing, because you're buying those tickets to sell on for a profit, is you are denying somebody who wants to go and see the show the opportunity of buying a ticket. I think they should sell. If you're going to sell, tickets should be sold to people with ID, you know, and either you go and see the show or you don't go and see the show. But to buy the tickets and sell them on at a profit, I think is disgusting.
But let me ask you a question then. What about the doctors or the lawyers or the people that can't get out of work to go up to the Ticketmaster outlet or try to get through over the telephone?
If you want to run a service for those people, service, add 10 or 15% to your trouble and sell them the tickets to whatever, or sell them to the other fans who are working in a factory or something. Never mind the doctors and the lawyers.
Okay.
Tons of people who can't necessarily be standing in line, you know, I understand that.
Why don't you come over here over by me? This is all your fault. How are you? Thomas Frank Mantel Muller.
So.
Have you talked to Roger yet?
No, I haven't, but I've been listening on the way here. I got stuck in the train.
Look at you. Look at you.
Oh, Jesus Christ, I'm sweating like a...
No, you look like a stuck pig. Okay, Roger? Roger?
Yeah.
This guy, you ought to see him. He looks like he's just been through Vietnam to get here. You're on with Roger Waters. You want to start with some fan stuff first. What do you want to say to him?
Well, Roger, I've been listening to you for about 15 years now, and you haven't been around for about the last 10 years, but it's good to see you back.
Yeah, well, thank you, and thank you for your letter.
Yeah, I'm glad you're all pissed off. You got some chumps here you're talking to when it comes to tickets.
Roger, if there's any way, this is his letter, Roger, I know you've read it, but if there's any way I can work for one ticket the night of July 24th by volunteering, I'll do it.
Yeah, well, listen, we're taking care of it. It's Thomas, isn't
okay.
it? Yeah, we're taking care of Thomas.
It's taken care of. I got it already in the mail. Thank you.
There you go. So,
that's
very cool.
All right.
You know, we can't take care of everybody because, for obvious reasons.
Because, Roger, I'd really like to go. I'm a big Roger Waters fan.
You talk some out of your friend the broker who's sitting there beside you.
Chaos was a great. Great.
You know, you should get $50 tickets for maybe $55 or $60. Any more than that is just, you know, is clearly is profiteering.
Roger, part of the problem is that we don't necessarily always get lucky when we stand in line. Many times we buy tickets from other people who are able to get tickets.
Stop with the cursing.
I can definitely document that I buy a lot of tickets from the public from somebody who does manage to get first in line in the lottery. Yeah. Instead of, you know, some of the prices of the tickets aren't as reasonable as Roger Waters at $50. We have $350 face values for the Rolling Stones. We have Barbra Streisand that sells tickets at the MGM.
Got $1 million for a pair.
$5,000 a ticket. It's all a relative fact, and yes, her fans want to go, and we deal with a lot of fans that want to go.
If I can ask, how much are your Roger Waters tickets?
Ours start at $125 for a seat in the balcony.
They're on $35 seats, you know.
$35. Actually, they're the $50 seats, Jerry.
Oh, okay. What's a front row? What's a front row pair of seats?
I wish I had seen one.
What would you sell them for?
Actually, the closest seat that saw in our office was 20-something throw on the floor.
I'll tell you one. I got a nice one from Roger.
Mr. Waters, what would you have to say to someone who would say to you what you're really upset about, that you're not getting a cut of the inflated prices?
I would say that's crap. I have no interest in that. What concerns me is that people who... You know, the last time I toured was in 1987, and it was when my ex-colleagues were out on the road playing, you know, in football stadiums, and I was out there kind of scoping around, and this guy, he got there now, Thomas Crank, and a number of other people came to my show, and I was bloody glad to see them there, because believe you me, there were no scalpers buying tickets to those shows, because by and large, they weren't fully subscribed, so there was no profit in it for anybody. And it just pisses me off that these loyal people, you know, who've been following my career, can't get hold of tickets to the shows because people are making profits, huge profits out of the tickets. Because for some reason or another, God knows why, that suddenly people want to come and see me perform.
Well, I think I know why. I mean, I'm getting a little... I'm not very good here because I'm a little bit... This is Roger Waters, man. I'm a lifelong fan of his.
Well, Roger wanted to keep the price down.
He seems to have skated around what I said in my very first sentence of this program, is why not just make scalping illegal? It's illegal in New York. Why can't it be illegal in
Chicago? Jerry, would it make any difference?
Sure it would. If people like you, the problem is people are apathetic thinking that they can't make this work. They'll never defeat the scalpers. But if we get someone like you, Mancow, who can get on the air and get something going positive, stop these guys and get laws passed that would outlaw what they do, and like Roger said, put a 10% commission on that's it. But don't sit here and try and justify what you do as being helpful to anybody. You're ripping people off, and other people can't get them. But Mancow, if you make this a cause, you could make this work. And we can't. It was passed, and then it was reversed in the next session. So it was passed, and then it got reversed, Roger.
Some politicians got some pretty good seats to the Nutcracker or something.
Exactly. Go to the concerts, go to the sporting events,
all
go to the
plays,
and look who's sitting in those rows.
Greg, for Rolling Stone Magazine and the Tribune. Greg, jump in here.
Well, I think it's all great that that everybody's concerned about this issue, but you brought up Eddie Vedder doing the same sort of thing 3 or 4 years ago,
and it's flopped.
He was out in that limb with the saw, and everybody was sitting there down on the ground saying, "Start hacking away, Eddie. Nice try, but we're not going to follow you out on that limb." So it seems to me that this has been attempted before, and there was a lot of apathy. Nobody, the artists didn't back him up, the fans didn't scream for him to win his battle. All they screamed about was, why can't I see Pearl Jam? Why isn't Pearl Jam touring?
Well, and how about the Pumpkins? They tried to do free shows, they tried to do all kinds of things, and just no support.
Well, who shut down?
The city wanted their cut. They wouldn't let them do a free show for charity. So, it's insane. Jerry, you want to comment?
Yeah, Greg, I think your little Eddie Vedder's situation was against the Ticketmaster service charge, not the brokers.
Right.
That's what we're discussing here. You can't confuse the two.
Well,
charging a $5 service charge versus marking something up 50 to 100 to 200 to 300% is the issue here.
Well, you're talking $1,500 for a ticket front row, which is what they're saying here.
Right.
For Roger Waters, when it's a $50 ticket, I'd say that's, what is that markup? Mr. Ticket Man, Mr. B Ticket?
What I'd have to ask you quickly is, what we have here is a commodity in one respect, that entertainment is a commodity.
Mm-hmm.
People are going to pay for it, whether they pay Jerry's price of $50 or whether they pay $100 or $1,000. It's what is it really worth to the person. Let's take another look. What if it were a Beanie Baby that were worth $6 when it was issued, but we got people out there paying $500?
Sure, sure.
Or a rare coin when it's issued from the mint at $20, and you have people that 20 years later, it's rare, there aren't many, and they want it, so they're going to pay $1,000 or $2,000 for it.
Thomas, how about you, man?
It's America.
Is that what it's about? And I ask myself this every single day, is that what it's about, honestly? Is it simply, Mr. Michelson, you're a very rich guy. Roger, I'm sure, is doing pretty darn well. I'm surprised that someone like Roger Waters even cares. It makes me feel pretty good.
Yeah, it does.
You know, I'm sure Greg Kot, writing for Rolling Stone, is making some decent money. And I'm sure you're making. I mean, it's really easy for us. I mean, I grew up poor. I couldn't afford tickets to a show. Now, with this radio show success, I am able to go to a broker and do it. But what about this guy here who can't go see his favorite guy, Roger Waters? He doesn't have $1,500. Yes, sir.
And Carol, it's clear that there is a serious body of opinion that it does not believe that a coin or a painting or something like that. And the proof of that pudding is that in New York State, it's illegal, whereas it's not illegal for the free market to take its course in their coin or painting. I doubt very much that there have been moves to outlaw the collecting of comics or rare. I have no problem with that, with people paying a lot of money for a rare coin or a comic or anything else that they might want to collect. This is not the same thing. And whoever it is suggesting that it is, it's full of shit, if you excuse me. That's not right. It's a different thing. This is me, Roger Waters, putting on a concert, doing a deal with a promoter. We work the finances of it out, and we do it in such a way because I don't want to rip people off. I want it to be a fair deal where I can afford my band and cover my expenses, and people come to the show and we have a good evening where we it gets usurped by the albeit natural greed of certain organizations and individuals who look at this thing, which essentially is a pure activity in theory. We need people who want to enjoy it for what it's meant to be.
Thomas, Frank, you want to say anything to Roger Waters?
Yeah, two quick comments, Roger. In 87, I saw both the Pink Floyd tour and your tour in Chaos, and there wasn't even a comparison, first of all. Second of all,
Which one did you like better?
The Chaos tour, obviously. Second of all, the playing field isn't level right now, and I wish we did have Ticketmaster here with us, because outside of Chicago,
Ticketmaster was, by the way, invited to join us, and they flat barrage of rumors that are currently on the internet and in a lot of the magazines are of a Pink Floyd reunion that are pretty much it's not going to happen, right?
No, it's not going to happen. I can understand people wanting it to happen, but because these things always look different from the outside than they do from the inside.
Mm-hmm.
And people have a lot of nostalgia for those old days when we were a band, and we did some great work together, and I have a lot of respect for the work that they did then and what we did together. It was great, but we grew in our different ways and parted, and we're very different people, and we don't have a great deal in common. And so to work together, you know, would not be a good idea. There would only be one motivation to get them together, and that would be money. And that, I'm not starving. I don't need the money. So, I would feel that that would be a retrograde step. I felt, you know, kind of that the that our situation together was in some ways crushed beneath the weight of our own success anyway, and that and the money and the numbers and the amount of people and the huge, you know, audiences that work started to become more important than the more fundamental thing of expressing ideas and communicating with people and so on and so forth. And so I have no hankering at all to throw myself back into that arena.
It became a machine.
Welcome to the machine. You know, it could be, to quote the old song, you know, it could be turned into a monster if we all pulled together as a team. Well, we did, and it did.
Yeah. Can I ask one really geeky question, Roger?
Just, sure.
I've been pretty nice to you, haven't I?
You've been very nice.
Okay. Please forgive me. Do you have any contact with Sid Barrett? Just out of curiosity.
No, I don't. I mean, he's still living in Cambridge. You know, he's still schizophrenic. He still kind of goes up and down. He's pretty down most of the time. He lives on his own. But he survived, and
I say that only because I've, you know, you go through phases of music, and I've been going through a phase with I Wish You Were Here and wondering how the Crazy Diamond's doing, that's all.
Right.
I'm glad to hear he's still ticking, anyway.
Yeah, he's there, he's still alive, and in fact, I haven't seen him for umpteen years, but when he does get contact with those days of the late 60s, I've heard that it's unsettling. He doesn't like it. It doesn't make him happy. He's nice to get away.
Man, so much. And I'm so much that I ask you about this current tour. Are we going to see a scale back Roger Waters? Or are we going to see what are we in for this time around? If we can get tickets from the scalpers.
If the scalpers will let anybody go who isn't a millionaire.
Yeah.
You're going to see kind of selection of tunes from the last 30 years, possibly even one new tune. I have put together a show. What you won't see is a lighting truss. We're going to do a show with no overhead lighting. I've become disenchanted with all that hanging lots of lights in the sky and setting them on and off, rather irritating me. So we're going to project from the front of the house with very powerful panning projectors. And quad. And use a quad. And a few follow spots, and I've got a good band, and I hope it'll be fun.
But not a lot of theatrics or any of that kind of stuff?
Well, I think these projectors are pretty theatrical.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Will you be taking requests like you did on the Radio Chaos Tour?
No.
He'll play what he wants to play, and you'll like it. He'll play it, and you'll like it.
And you will like it.
Oh, God. All right. So you got a ticket. Are you happy, or now you're going to continue your fight to stop scalpers? Super fan of Roger Waters.
It's a tough battle. I appreciate it, Roger. I've got two tickets for a good friend of mine who went to the 87 show with me, who just had a baby up here in Chicago named Atticus. So congratulations, little A-Train.
Yeah.
I appreciate the help. You know, not many people would do this.
All right. Jerry Michelson, any final thoughts from Jam Productions?
Well, we look forward to seeing Roger again, as usual. He puts on a terrific show, one that you can't believe, and those that have tickets are very lucky, and those that don't, I'm sorry. And we hope that, and we appreciate Roger's stance in this position, because we wish more artists would have done. But he is sympathetic to the cause that we've been trying to carry forward for many years.
Roger Waters, are we going to see more from you, or is this, I mean, what's probably the worst question ever, because it's you're so unpredictable. But do you see this as your last rock and roll tour, or are you going to tour?
Absolutely
not. Okay, all right. The ticket scalper, Broker. Okay, Harry Solomon for Richard B's tickets.
The final thing I guess I'd like to say is that if you want to know the difference between a ticket broker and a ticket scalper, I'd recommend that you look at www.natb.org. And find out what the difference is. It's the website of the National Association of Ticket Brokers, and it might be very informative. And Roger, I'd like to see you look at it.
Why don't you apologize to Roger and let's give out the rest of your tickets? Let's give out the rest of your tickets here on the show for the real Pink Floyd fan, the real Roger Waters fan.
Yeah.
Just give them all away. Come on. Come on.
I wish I could afford to send the kids to college if I did.
Okay, Greg? any final promotion, any final words here?
I'm just curious. We talked about this issue here, and you know, we need to sort of apply pressure to the legislature if you want anything changed. And
I want to ask Jerry
and maybe Roger, you know, in terms of like, is there a chance of like an artist or an artist manager and promoter coalition? Because it appears that the ticket brokers have a very strong lobby group. Is there a potential of getting a lobby group together like that? That would involve maybe the promoters and maybe the management of some of these artists that are interested in this issue. Maybe that's the only way to deal with it.
Is he saying, Greg, are you saying just don't play as a scalping?
Well,
and you know, going together and until it stops?
Or doing something to apply legislation, you know, to get a change in the law passed, you know, not so much hurting the fame by not playing sort of a frank pressure to some of these lawmakers.
Jerry, you're loaded. Why don't you pay off a few of these politicians? For God's sake, you're one of the richest people I know. Pay off a few of the politicians. Buy them a new house and let's stop the scalping.
Well, in our last effort, we had every major sports team join in with us, along with a lot of theatrical companies, and we had it passed. And again, it got reversed because
there's a few politicians to lunch. I got a couple of whores right here. We'll get you some whores. You can give them a better blow. You know how it works in this city. Come on, Jerry.
We really need your help, man.
Okay, well, I'll do whatever I have to do. Okay.
The question is, who do you want to buy that ticket from? Do you want to buy the ticket from a guy in a trench coat out on the street and not know if it's counterfeit, not know if it's stolen? Do you want to buy it from a ticket broker and get a refund if the show is canceled?
Roger.
The Illinois legislature decided that.
We got a break. I'm not cutting you off, sir. I'm really not. I'm not. I'm sorry.
Hey.
I got a break. Roger Waters from the south of France, living in what's that? Well, that's a wild idea, isn't it? You like Roger Waters, you buy a ticket, you go see the show.
Yeah.
There's an odd idea. Hey, Roger, as we sit here, we have a president that I believe is a war criminal. So much of your music talks about just government out of control and the suits and the corporations taking over. I think you predicted most of it. Any words of wisdom to the little guy listening that is just trying to get through? Really returning into Metropolis. The suits were taken over, and the little guy's getting stepped on, and it continues. Any words of advice for us people here fighting in the trenches?
every little helps. Each man is an island, you know. Each small candle lights a corner of the dark. We all have our own personal responsibility. We all make choices every day, you know. We're all responsible for our own actions. You can't change anything outside of yourself.
How do we fight being a cog though? So many times all of us feel like
Well, you do it, don't you? You sense something comes up at you, and you, in whatever way you can, however you can go through your life, you resist things that are damaging to your own and other human lives. One hopes.
Like Mr. Frank here with a letter.
Exactly.
A silly letter.
Exactly.
That took over the show.
You know, or us maybe, you know, talking on your radio show today. You know, maybe a few people are listening to this and think, well, yeah, this doesn't seem quite right. Maybe the suggestion that Greg Kot made about, you know, some kind of coalition between the musicians and the promoters and whatever. Jerry, it sounds as if has been through all of that already. But like you say, the problem is that there's a...
Roger.
What
about killing some of the politicians?
Answer the
easy. Roger Waters.
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you, guys.